This is North Coast News on KINS.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A wanted felon is in custody after leading a sheriff's deputy on a foot chase on Christmas Day. At about 2 o'clock that afternoon, a Humboldt County sheriff's deputy was patrolling California Street near Hodgson Street in Eureka when he saw a wanted felon, 39-year-old Matthew Painter, walking down the roadway. The deputy got out of his vehicle, greeting Painter. Painter immediately turned and fled down the street. The deputy entered his vehicle, pursuing Painter on Hodgson Street. Upon entering Ingley Street, a Painter fled into a wooded area. The deputy got out of his vehicle and pursued Painter on foot for about 100 yards. Painter eventually complied with the deputy's request to stop and was taken into custody without further incident. While searching Painter, deputies found 4 grams of heroin in his possession. Painter was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges including outstanding felony warrant, possession of heroin, resisting a peace officer, and probation violation. Coming up in Fortuna, on January 2nd, a public hearing is happening. City Council meeting to consider amending the city's comprehensive fee schedule to add a fee for the filing of notices of cultivation as required for personal marijuana cultivation within the city. All interested parties and members of the public can attend and be heard at the hearing. Plus, a copy of the agenda and full staff report can be found at friendlyfortuna.com. The meeting starts at 6 that night in council chambers. A special listening session to update the community on the David Josiah Lawson murder case is happening in Arcata on Thursday. The council community meetings will be held in the Arcata City Council chamber starting at 6 p.m. The community reward program for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for the April 15th homicide is now in excess of $50,000. Community members have donated $26,000 to a fund held at the city and an additional $30,000 to a fund held by the family. Award eligibility requires that the information provided leads directly to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible. Shelter Cove Fire Rescue using a giant ham bone to rescue a large dog on a cliff. It happened at Dead Man's Beach Christmas Eve morning. That dog had been walking with her owner and had climbed 70 feet up a cliff and then got stuck. Arriving crews made the ascent. They got close enough to the dog, named Sadie, so that one of the firefighters could grab the dog. He and another firefighter helped make the descent back down to safety with Sadie in tow. Well, as the world's largest legal recreational marijuana market takes off in California, the trend-setting state is setting to ignite the cannabis culinary scene, too. Chefs and inventors have been teaming up to offer an eye-boggling array of marijuana-infused food and beverages in preparation for January 1st. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.